You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
For you, life at times may be unbearable, but the Bible says that God is your strength and refuge. He is your help in your times of trouble.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, by thy powerful word the heavens and the earth were created. By thy power, O Lord, fish swim and animals move. By thy command, plants and trees grow and plants and trees die. And so, O Lord, let us always understand that thou canst, by thy power, enable us to overcome our problems and challenges. Plant within our minds, O Lord, the foundation of this power, the knowledge of the glorious resurrection of thy Son, Jesus. He is our help and our strength. Jesus is our Redeemer from sin, and Jesus is our reliable and eternal hope. Amen. In 1976, television viewers around the world were stunned and excited. They watched the Olympics with utter fascination and sheer unbelief. The small but agile Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci performed with flawless grace her difficult and challenging routines. In the end, the astounded judges awarded Nadia a smashing score of 10. This was the first perfect score in the history of Olympic gymnastics. Thousands and perhaps even millions of television viewers may have wished to trade places with this crowd-pleasing winner of 3 Olympic gold medals. But what most people do not realize is that right after she achieved the first perfect score, Nadia Comăneci tried to commit suicide. On the outside, this talented and highly praised athlete seemed to be riding on the top of the world. But on the inside, she was filled with anxiety, tortured by conflict, and finally overcome by despair. This is indeed a terrible, sad, and tragic story. But let's be honest. What this young athlete experienced is a direct reflection of what is taking place so often today around us. Many beleaguered housewives look outwardly happy. Inwardly, however, many struggle with disobedient and delinquent children, unsupportive and loveless husbands, and tedious work which so often seems so meaningless. Scores of success-driven husbands look outwardly happy. Yet inwardly, many of these same men are painfully pressured by pushy office politics, callous company demands, relentless family and financial obligations, and the unshakable fear of failure. Frustrated farmers try to wear their best smile outwardly in the public, yet inwardly, they wearily shoulder the unbearable burdens of rising costs and uncertain and often falling prices, rampant interest rates, and for some, even the foreclosure of their own farm. Clergymen, those who are expected to have all the answers and never have any problems, and those who are persuaded to persistently put on the positive public image may inwardly frequently feel like incompetence, hapless hypocrites, and even phony failures. Endless inner anxieties could be easily expressed by overworked nurses, frustrated doctors, unappreciated teachers, blue-collar workers, and unappreciated politicians, even glamorous television personalities. Oh, may the God of grace and the God of comfort lift the heavy burdens from those now suffering family frustrations. Oh, may the blessed Redeemer, by the power of His sin-cleansing blood, remove forever the inner scars of guilt and the torturous pangs of remorse. Oh, may God the Holy Spirit give a lasting inner peace to those listeners now filled with anxiety and endless worry. If at this hour you are being challenged by small conflict in your life, or if at this moment you are struggling even for life itself, then listen closely to the consoling, encouraging, and life-giving Word of God. I am quoting from the Bible, Psalm chapter 46, and this is what it says, I quote, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth should change. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our stronghold. As you face life's challenges, and as you encounter Satan's fiery darts of despair, arm and shield yourself with the powerful Word of God. Your situation in life may not change. God, however, will give you the strength and the courage to cope with even the most difficult problems. From this moment on, live with the complete assurance based on God's holy word that He is your reliable refuge and your immovable anchor of strength. God is always present when you are troubled. There is, therefore, no need for you ever to fear. God is our refuge and strength. Such confession of confidence was raised 7 centuries before Jesus was born, during the reign of King Hezekiah. Sennacherib was the king of Assyria. He had threatened King Hezekiah, and he was also threatening the entire city of Jerusalem. Hezekiah, however, one of the most outstanding kings of Judah, prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, our God, I pray, deliver us from his hand. The Bible then states that the Lord replied by saying, The kingdom of Assyria shall not come to this city or shoot an arrow there. For I will defend this city, the Lord said, for my own sake and also for my servant's sake. Then it happened, the Holy Scriptures explain, that night the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when men rose early in the morning, the Bible points out, behold, all of them were dead. This dramatic and mind-gripping 7th century B.C. account of God's miraculous intervention and His jealous desire to zealously protect His people is recorded in the Bible for our encouragement. In the midst of conflict and troubles, God's empowering Spirit seeks to enable all believers to confess that He is our strength, and He is always present when we are in trouble. The love and the mercy of God has not changed from the days of King Hezekiah. God hears those who call upon Him. This is what the Bible says and teaches clearly. In the perilous days of the Reformation, for strength and courage, Martin Luther turned to this same psalm, Psalm 46. He read with joy, and Luther's burdened heart was encouraged to learn that God was indeed his refuge and his strength. Always present God was in Luther's days of terrible trial. In fact, it was the compelling and moving words of this stalwart psalm which moved Luther to compose the great Reformation hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. As turmoil and frustration build up in your life, determine at the very beginning, then, by the power of God, to effectively handle and to cope with these difficulties in a God-pleasing way. No, don't ever be deceived by the devil into believing that your challenges are only illusions and that they can be effectively handled by a mere attitude adjustment. This self-defeating philosophy is, of course, very popular. A Los Angeles psychologist addressing the National Criminological Society, said, and I quote, "The answer to life is to believe that problems simply don't exist." This man claimed that self-deception could be a key to success in everything from jobs to athletics. The Bible, however, presents a far different view of the cause of life's conflicts. In Ephesians chapter 6, we read, and I quote, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness." You and I today, whether we know it or not, and whether we like it or not, are up against the world forces of darkness. The spiritual forces, the Bible says, the spiritual forces of wickedness in high places. Therefore, relying on our strength, there is no way that you and I will ever win the struggle, much less survive. And so to face the challenges and trials of life, you and I need within us a devil-defeating power. And the Bible tells us that this is exactly what God is offering us today. In Ephesians chapter 1, we read, and I quote, "How tremendous is the same divine energy which was demonstrated in Christ when God the Father raised Jesus from the dead and gave him a place of supreme honor in heaven." A place, the Bible says, that is infinitely superior to any conceivable command, authority, power, or control, and which, the Holy Scriptures say, carries with it a name far beyond any name that could ever be used in this world or the world to come. The devil-defeating power of Jesus was publicly proclaimed through his triumphant Easter morning resurrection. For the sins that you and I have committed, Jesus was viciously crucified on the cruel cross. For your private sins of lust, for your and my reputation and people-destroying sins of gossip, for our sins of gluttony and overeating, for our sins of failing to attend God's house of worship regularly on Sunday, for our sins of not coming to the aid of those around us who are troubled, especially our family members, for our sins of omitting daily Bible study, and for our terrible sins of not praying fervently every day, all of these sins, every one of them, no matter how insignificant they may seem, are the terrible sins which drove the cold nails into our Savior's tender hands as he hung with blood running down from Calvary's cross. Yes, it is through his bloody wounds, the Bible tells us, through his sin-cleansing blood, that you and I are healed from our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And it is through this victorious Savior's glorious resurrection that we are given power to face the challenges and the trials of everyday living. In the Bible, Romans chapter 6, we are told that in baptism we are buried with Christ into death. Then the Bible teaches, this happens so that, and I quote, "As Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in the newness of life." For if we have become united with Jesus in the likeness of his death, certainly, the Bible declares, and I continue to quote, "we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." Many centuries ago, in the days of the Old Testament, God spoke to his people through the prophets, and God enabled his frail leaders to know that they could always count on him for their refuge and strength. God promised them that he would always be present in their times of trial and trouble. In these last days, however, the Bible says, God has spoken to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the world. And now I challenge you, in the name and by the stead of Jesus Christ, to take one moment, right now, to list in your mind the two biggest problems that you are now facing. What are they? Honestly, be honest. Maybe it is your family. Maybe it is your job or perhaps your boss. Maybe it is your finances. Perhaps it is your shaky marriage. Maybe it is your concern about what you are going to be doing when you graduate from high school or college. Or perhaps you are secretly worried about how you are going to be facing old age. And now, as you consider your two most pressing concerns, Do you honestly believe that God, who created the Grand Canyon or the mighty Amazon River or the huge Pacific Ocean, would have the power to help you? Do you honestly believe that He who made the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, and the dead to be raised, do you believe that this same God would have the power to help you face your problems? Or do you think perhaps that your challenges would bring the Creator of the entire universe to His knees and render the Almighty God helpless? As you contemplate your challenges, don't follow the example of two teenage boys from Pennsylvania. At the local high school, these two young gentlemen were considered brilliant, and they also had good attendance records. One Saturday, however, they went to a rock quarry, and after they had made a two-hour tape recording, in despair, they jumped off a 200-foot cliff to their death. Oh, to be honest, this life is filled with challenges, conflicts, and problems, and the Lord is well aware of all of this. God sympathizes with our difficulties, and at this hour, the Savior understands completely and thoroughly what you are going through. He understands your problems. He sympathizes with you. But He also has the solution. Even before we call upon His name, the Bible says, God has an answer for our dilemmas. God is our refuge and strength. He is always present when we have troubles. And so, ladies and gentlemen and young people, at this hour, lift up your head and resolve by the power God is offering you to face your problems with fearless faith. Don't ever doubt God's promises of help and strength. And live every hour with the confidence and the assurance of the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in your heart. And then with Christ-centered confidence, you will overcome your worries and difficulties. Not because I have said so, and not because of your own inner strength. No, you will overcome your difficulties because of the strength of Jesus Christ and the power of His triumphant and glorious resurrection, which lives in your heart by faith. Oh, God grant this power to you, this joy to you today. Amen.